Dixieland.
Welcome back to the Jeff Pohler Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. We'll get to our next guest. Jeff, I hate hearing your intro where you feel you have to say people can send you bad messages to you complaining. You're a great host and a brilliant one. Please don't let the morons set the tone of each show. The knowledge you gain for the listeners is very important. That from Angry Patriot. Angry Patriot, I dine off of the complaints. They motivate me. It's not like a self-deprecation thing at all. But, yeah, keep the complaints coming, guys. We always appreciate the feedback. Joining us now, who I'm sure gets his share of complaints from time to time, our good friend, the returning champion of this program, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. I like that. Keep the complaints coming. We should get a t-shirt that says that.
Well, it's just different for me because I can just like be dismissive of complaints. I guess it's a little different for you.
It is indeed. Most of the time I find out if we just stop and talk a little bit, folks understand where everybody's coming from. It helps a lot.
Yeah. Well, very sage advice there. Let's kick it off here. Just in general, the session winding down, 5 days left. I assume there's going to be a day put aside for vetoes or like there always is, even if you don't use it. But tell me, what's the mood?
The mood is kind of looking at a sprint to the finish, but the finish line is uphill on top of a mountain. And so at least that's my mood. So I feel comfortable saying that. There's just a lot of work to get done. And, the Senate and House have both been, as Senator Reid likes to say, very diligent in passing their legislation, respectively. But now, you've got 25 days worth of debate and legislation that's passed in one House that, is ready for the floor in the other House. And in all fairness, a lot of those pieces of legislation have already gone through House committee or respectively through Senate committee. It's just the last stage on the floor. And so members are very anxious about their pieces of legislation. I know I've got better than a half a dozen pieces of legislation that are ready for floor action in the House, have been through committee, have been amended, or, all those things have happened. They just need that few precious moments on the floor, and they're, and every member, I think, is in a similar situation. So we have some unique rules in the Senate that allows us to move legislation very, very quickly. It takes them a little bit longer in the House. So I know Senator Smitherman spoke about that the other day on the floor, that we can zip through things pretty quickly. And the House, takes a little bit of time just because of the rules to run through some of that. And so there's some concern about, legislation getting stuck and not moving forward. But hopefully that will all get worked out, and we'll move things along. There is also the other concern, and that is not having enough time to read a piece of legislation or really understand a piece of legislation that you haven't seen before, and then all of a sudden it's on the floor and you got to make a split second decision. So late nights and a lot of reading of legislation, a whole lot.
Well, and I guess the opposite can be true too, where something can really get slowed down in the Senate in ways that it can't get slowed down in the House, right?
That's a very fair point. We can be trucking along, passing a bill every 40 seconds if we're really moving pretty quickly, maybe 60, and then all of a sudden there went an hour, there went 2 hours. It could bog down immediately. What you'll see in those situations is something like that happens, the bill will get carried over and we'll move on down the calendar because at this point in the session, if you've got something that you have another member who's sideways on, you're going to kill everybody else's legislation if you sit there and try to debate it.
Well, I kind of had a back and forth between the House and the Senate, as far as I could tell, where you carried over all the House bills and the House carried over all the Senate bills, at least for a day or two there. But, I mean, is there anything to be read into what happened there?
I don't think so. It is typical at the end of session for folks to be a little bit concerned. And look, in all fairness, if you think about it, the House bills have to start in the House, right? And they go through committee in the House and get worked on in the House and everything else. And the Senate bills start in the Senate. And so it's not unusual for this. This is a natural backlog, right? They finish up in the other House, in the other respective chamber. There's just a lot of that, and very, very few of each other's bills have moved. But the last 5 days of the session, really, there's not a whole lot else to do but pass House bills. There's no point in passing a Senate bill. There's no point in the committees having Senate bills in them anymore. So, like, my committee next week doesn't have any Senate bills in it. There's no point in having Senate bills. So we'll just have House bills and try to move them so they're in place to the floor. So this is natural. This happens. It's going to be okay. It may not be great, but it's going to be okay, and we'll make it through it.
All right. Well, this one is sort of a stumper because neither Todd, Stacy, nor I could explain it or know how to. So we'll give you a shot at it here. This innovation bill that you guys passed, I guess this time with Senator Wagner, had been previously introduced with Senator Singleton, but the Research and Development Corridor, and I mean, I understand how it passed and what it does, but can you explain to me, like, what this is? Like, okay, well, what is going to go on in this research corridor that couldn't just go on down the street in Loxley? Like, why does the state of Alabama need to come in and create special rules? Like, so 5 years from now, when we drive to wherever this thing is, what is going to be happening there?
So I'm going to do my best on this, and this is from my impression of this legislation and what I see. This legislation allows counties and municipal governments in certain areas, we'll say in certain areas, because I think that's where this is targeted, really to cede some of their authority to abate taxes to an other entity that can then work with our economic development friends to facilitate the fairly rapid redevelopment of certain areas so that businesses can come and thrive in these urban areas. And that process would be much, much slower if it were simply something that, for instance, the city of Birmingham or Jefferson County had to go through bit by bit, parcel by parcel. And so it's really kind of taking some of the approval tax abatement authority and other things and saying, okay, we, the government of this particular area, is giving you the ability to develop this, knowing that you are going to be pushing this pretty probably, high dollar economic development, job producing, innovative, corridor, if you will. And so we're going to let you run efficiently, much more efficiently than government could, the development of the area and the incentives necessary in order to put it in place. That's my understanding from a 10,000 foot view. I don't anticipate this being used in South Alabama right now. I think this is focused on some particular areas way north of here.
Why wouldn't you just do local bill then? Why would the Jefferson County or Shelby County or wherever it is delegation do it?
Because I think there were other places that saw this as a kind of a neat option to have for their particular municipality or county. And I think in some of the bigger cities, they saw this and said, hey, if they're going to get this, we want this toy too. And so that is likely why this didn't end up being a local bill. Certainly locally driven. But I think others saw this as kind of a neat option to have and something they wanted in their toolbox too.
Well, and not to belabor it, but like, what is going to go on here? Like, because when I first saw it, and this was a couple of weeks ago, when I first saw it, I was like, are they trying to create like the Reedy Creek thing that Disney had? Or like, well, I don't understand, like, when we go to this place someday, what kind of innovation or what kind of development is going to be underway in these districts?
Well, I think, I've heard rumors, and I don't want to start repeating rumors because I don't know them to be true, far from it. But I think it is safe to say that from what I've heard, much, much more appealing, much better and much more job producing than what's there now. And so I think that is where you started getting members to go, okay, if this is where we're going and this is what we're doing, then the likelihood that it turns out to be a much better situation than what's there now is probably pretty good.
Well, I just, that's still like what? Car dealerships or, are we going to build a new mall there or what's going to happen here? No one can tell me this.
I think it's fair to look at some of the more innovative projects around the state let's talk Hudson Alpha, Southern Research, things of that nature that really transform areas and then have other industries that grow up around them. I think that you're not talking about a car dealership. I think you're talking about things like that.
It's still very vague, but we'll take your word for it. We're joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. I guess we got to talk about it, and I know you're probably sick of it, but gambling. What I thought was going on, they had the conference committee, and there was supposed to be like a public hearing, which was kind of weird for a conference committee, but it got canceled. Was that like a maybe potentially just a self-imposed deadline to have something and they didn't get there?
Yeah, I was surprised about the public hearing and to hear that, and then I was surprised that it got canceled. And so I was actually talking with our good friend Stephanie Smith in my office in the State House when that got canceled, and it was like, huh, well, I wonder, if you're trying to do the public thing, why do you then cancel? And look, I think that the obviously, the reason for that is we don't have a solution yet. If we'd had a solution, they'd have put it out there. If they had a solution, we'd be voting on it. And so the conference committee, I think, continues to work diligently on trying to find a solution on the gaming issue that is acceptable to the members of House leadership and those conferees and to the Senate. And so they're trying to figure out how to get that to work. Again, the House was way far on one side. The Senate passed, I think, about all that could be passed. There may be a very little bit of wiggle room there, but probably not much. As you point out on a regular basis, we are trying to get the best product to the people to vote on. They want a lottery. The Senate bill had a lottery. They want control over illegal gaming. The Senate bill had control over illegal gaming. Some want sports betting. Some don't want sports betting. You start adding that piece in there, and it gets kind of hinky. Some want casinos. Some don't want casinos. You start adding that in there, and it gets real hinky really quick. And so I'm of the opinion, let's give the people, let's focus on what the thing is they want. Control over illegal gaming, and they want the ability to vote on lottery. Okay, we can agree on both of those things. Let's do that. But there are these forces that, as you well know, that like to want more. And some of those forces are, the gambling interest, and some of those forces are government itself. And so that's what's at play right now. And we'll just have to see what the conference committee comes out with.
Well, I think as the days go by and each moment passes, the chances diminish, right? But there's still a chance.
Well, there's a chance until there's not. I mean, we can vote on this up to the last day of session. And I think that they are trying to find a path. The question is just as this comes out, the Senate and how it operates, just very individual in its, in its how we vote. And so we may think there's something that everybody's agreed to or enough people are agreed to, but you're going to have to get down to that individual senator and confirm individual vote based on the individual specifics in that conference committee report. And until you've done that, I don't think you got a good vote count.
This is me saying that I look forward to having this discussion again with you about a year from now about gambling.
I will say this. I do think if we don't pass it this quadrennium that it is not coming back up for the balance of the quadrennium. So one way or the other, I don't think we're having this conversation in a year.
Well, we'll be having it. It may not be – you may not be taking action, but we'll be – it's always going to be there. Senator, One more thing. Have you and Garland Gudger reformed the occupational licensing bureaucracy yet?
Senator Gudger is a good partner, along with Senator Roberts and others that focus on this issue, understand how completely flawed it is. And so we are making every effort to set up a an entity at the Department of Labor, soon to be the Department of Workforce and Labor, to try to handle some of these problem child administrative companies, these folks that have continuous, repeated, egregious problems that are found in their audits, and try to find a place where they can get the administrative help they need to not break the law. What a novel idea. And so I think there is a path, and I intend to work very hard to execute on that and to continue to try to clean up this kind of back alley industry that has developed that preys on small business people who are just trying to go to work. And these folks are trying to get rich off of it. They are abusing the trust and the power that is given to them by the state and by their licensees. And we absolutely need to get a handle on it. It is our responsibility and duty to do so.
Well, you brought them all out, though. It's like turning under a rock upside down and seeing what's under there. This one has them all crawling around the state house. But that's a discussion for another time. Senator, we got to get out of here. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Y'all enjoy this beautiful weekend.
State Senator Chris L. We gotta get a break in here. Be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5.